Joining us in studio doing traffic this morning, filling in for Alexis, is Doyle King. And Gordo, we have one big question for Doyle, don't we?
Yeah, we do, because Doyle showed up this morning. And it...
Well, here I am. Don't let me interrupt, Gordon. Go ahead.
No, it's okay.
Here, let me take his damn
anyway,
neck brace off.
No, leave it on.
No, so, I can't talk.
So Doyle shows up this morning, and it looks like he's faking an injury because he's got a civil suit against a multi-million-dollar international company.
Yeah, too bad this didn't happen down here.
Because you're wearing a neck brace.
I am.
And then you undo the neck brace when you first walked in to do your first traffic report. You undid your neck brace, and it looks like you have a tracheostomy or something.
Well,
you
got a big gunshot wound.
Yeah, you got a big bandage across your neck, across your throat.
Right, that's where they had to go in and repair my broken neck. We were out at Memorial Day out at Lake Whitney, and me and the boys jumped off the boat. We're going to go cliff diving out there. Got some nice cliffs out there, 25, 30 feet. Well, I slipped on the way down diving the first time, right down into a rock. Boom, broke my neck. Bang, there it was. Almost drowned.
Wait a minute.
Why are you laughing?
Okay, you slipped on the boat or you slipped on the cliff?
On the cliff. No, it's a bunch of bullsh, man. I got a couple of flattened discs in my neck.
Oh, man, you had us. And it seems like I didn't hear about you into some sort of boating incident.
Broken neck. Come
on. Did you have a boating incident in the last year where you had something go wrong with your boat or something? Or something happened to you?
No.
Okay. That's why I bought it, because I thought I'd heard something.
No,
about
no accidents. Nobody gets hurt on my boat, man.
Okay.
Because number one rule on my boat,
yep,
no blood on the boat.
Okay.
It's a good rule.
So
it's a good
rule. It is. If it's a woman's special time, then...
I'm sorry, you can't go. No blood on the boat.
Yeah, we get it. All right, Doyle King, you all right? You had a problem just then.
No, I'm okay.
Doyle King joining us here. He's gravely injured. Now, so what is your actual neck injury? It's a compressed...
All right, I had two flattened discs between C5-6 and 6-7. And
how do you get those?
Old age. Yeah.
You didn't have any sort of football injury?
No,
or something?
No football injury or anything like that. I mean, you know, I just got such a big damn head. It's so heavy that it flattened those discs.
Do you know what your birth weight was when you passed from your mommy's body?
Man, I was...
Did you have a big head then?
I was 10 pounds something.
Wow.
Good Lord.
Oh, and my mom was 5'2".
Oh.
And she weighed like 95 pounds.
You blew out her whole lower half.
Poor lady.
Oh, but yeah, so they did.
Is she still alive, by the way, your mom?
No, she's not. Oh. She passed away about 5 years ago.
Way to go, Gordo.
Thank you, Gordon.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, man.
My condolences.
Thank you.
Did she at least die of old age? Good long life?
Yeah, congestive heart failure.
Way to go, Gordon.
So thanks again.
Paul in...
anyway, back...
You just want to get out of that, don't you?
Yeah, you kind of do.
What about your dad? He's still alive.
Nope, he passed away about 7 months ago. Thanks, Gordon.
Wow.
You don't really have another bear trap to step in.
At least did he have a
a long and fruitful life, yes.
Good. Yeah. What'd he die of?
Lung cancer. Thanks, Gordon.
Anyway.
Sorry to hear that, by the way,
Doyle. Sorry. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Seven months ago.
That's right. Long story I could tell you about my dad, but we're talking about my neck.
Yeah. He was the one that mistreated you, right?
So, no, that was my stepdad.
Oh, okay.
I never really knew my real dad. I mean, not well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you go to his funeral?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay. Let's get back to fun things.
Fun things like
you breaking your neck.
Neck surgery.
Yeah.
So
how long a neck surgery is that? I mean, like, how long does it take them to decompress those discs or do whatever they got to do to them?
What they did was go in and put spacers in, what they call a cage, to separate the bones where the disc was.
Right.
And that's going to leave more space for that nerve that runs down my arm.
Right.
That was causing my arm to go dead and tingle and numb and hurt, you know.
Is there any kind of replacement cartilage they can put in there? They dap the gap or anything?
Well, no, it's just spacers that they put in that attach to the bone. They drive it into the bone, and then it just sits on top, you know, and puts that space back in there where the disc should.
So what were your symptoms of having a compressed neck?
Pain?
Pain.
Just pain arm, down your arm?
Down my arm. It was affecting that nerve, so the arm would go dead. It would tingle.
What about sexually? Are you still able to perform that way?
Oh, yeah. It comes up just like that, man.
Oh. I don't have
any problem with that. Never have.
So you feel good now?
Yeah, I do feel good now. Drugs have kicked in.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. You're back on drugs.
You wouldn't be allowed to be prescribed any sort of pain medicine because you're a recovering addict.
Well, you know, I don't do very well on hydrocodone.
What does that mean?
It means that I have side effects.
What are the side effects?
Besides farting.
Oh,
geez. It causes me to have dark thoughts.
Oh,
you know? Okay. I mean, really dark thoughts.
Like what kind of dark thoughts?
Oh, like laying down in bed and pulling the covers up. It's like covering myself up in a coffin. And I can't breathe. I drink a glass of water and I feel like I'm drowning. It makes me really antsy and I pace the floor and I got to be moving and stuff's just not right.
Gordon can relate to that.
So what did they give you instead of hydrocodone?
Nothing. I just took aspirin, you know, acetaminophen for the pain. And then I got better from the neck surgery, but then I had some muscle cramps. I wasn't wearing my damn neck brace enough.
Oh, I see.
So
can we see? Can you take off the bandage?
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, sure.
No. I'm not going to look.
Uh-oh,
no.
He's taking off the bandage.
Yeah, I'll pull it off right.
No.
Right, here, give me a hand.
How long ago was that?
I'm not looking.
Oh.
I'm not looking.
Hey, God.
Oh.
How's that?
Why did you ask to look for it?
Well, you did. Here, there's a scar.
It's like the first wound in Dealey Plaza.
All right.
God, look at that.
Go. It's like a hole in his neck.
Well, yeah, that's where they went in for the surgery.
Well, we're glad that you're doing better, though.
I am.
Doyle, good luck
to you. And thank you.
And the
I
neck.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
all right.
It's good to see
thanks
you.
Thanks for having
there,
me on,
Doyle.
Guys.
Yeah, good to see you.
Stay out of that coffin. And,
Doyle King.
Oh, the old bed coffin, man.
Here we go. Now we're talking. All right, that's Doyle King. Check him out in traffic today. Up next, we'll check